Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, oh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ah, ah, ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, boop, doop, 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 doop.
You can obviously hear, get carried away a little bit with the music, if you can call this music, coming from the dogs and cats and chickens and pigs and whoever lives, Warren Eckstein. He is your animal's best friend, and he is here on the Good Day program because I and the people who work with me are your best friends as well. We're all friends here, and we're going to talk about your dog, your cat. There's an interesting revelation here in the health news from dogs, what you didn't know about your dog's heart. Coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2, that's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough for me.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When's the one time you should never say no to a child? Believe it or not, there is one special time when the word no is out of bounds. Here's the developmental science of it. A mom recently explained to me that her little girl loves to read. She loves books. And the mother delighted and added that about once a week, the child will ask to go visit a bookstore. And then the mother almost nonchalantly said, "We never say no when our child asks for a book." What's the cheap psychological trick? Books and kids, perfect combination. So never say no to a child when they ask for a book. Simply having books around, even if they don't read them, has been shown to increase a love of learning and grades. And if you're strapped for money, well, a library book can work just as well. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so Warren, there is a study suggesting that your dog's heart beats in sync with you. Your pet is going to be as healthy, or its heart is going to be as healthy as yours. Maybe that's why Charlotte lived to be almost 15. She had a really strong heart. I never would have thought. But isn't this, I mean, in a manner of speaking, what they did apparently was monitor heart rates for patterns, dogs that have been separated from their owners, and then they put them back together again, and the human heart rate and the dog heart rate would mirror each other. It's just stunning stuff.
But if you think about it, Doug, you know, dogs are pack animals. They develop from the wolves, so therefore the togetherness really keeps their heart going at the same rate. In other words, if they're anxious, they feel a lot more comfortable when they're with their group. So the group now becomes the family. So it would make sense from my perspective that the dog's heart and the human heart would kind of correlate with each other when they're together.
You know, what I found with Charlotte, first time ever in my life, but maybe it's because I was paying attention to it, whenever there'd be a personal sort of issue in my life and there was a different rhythm with me and my psyche, she was absolutely a mirror of that stuff. When I was upset, she was upset. And you could see it in her eyes, and you could watch her walk, and she'd stay closer to me. I remember when I had a kind of a setback one night, and I get into bed, and she got into bed, and she was almost, she would cuddle up closer to me. It's really amazing what you learn about life from your dog, or about love.
They don't like to see anyone suffer. For example, my grandfather, who was not a big dog lover, just a week or so before he passed away, my dog, who never was close to him, never really kind of hung out with him, but for that week or so before he passed away, the dog would not leave his side, would stay in the room with him as a comforting factor. And that's that whole group thing. You know, we as humans are individualist animals, especially dogs are group animals. And so that group is so important to them.
Yeah. All right. There is a story about 3D printing. The story of a macaw that got a new beak because the 3D printer was using titanium You can hear in my voice. I don't begin to understand how
they develop them. You know, it's amazing to me, but they take a computer image, and now there are horses, for example. And I just saw recently a photo somewhere of a cow that actually lost a leg, and they put an artificial limb on the cow as well. Yeah, so it's amazing things that the way things are going on. But just remember, whatever goes on in the animal world is going to follow in the human world a few years later.
Yeah, use the pets as some sort of guinea pigs, literally. Don't forget Warren's new podcast, The Pet Insider, at Podcast One. And you can always check out his writing on Facebook and here at DougStephan.com. Warren Eckstein, a good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.